Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. This is Apostle Deborah Deans with the End Time Women, Men and Women of War Global Ministries. And I am so delighted on tonight that we are back together for the study of God's Word on tonight. I want to call our worship to order right now in the name of Jesus. We're going to, I'm just excited. I'm excited about the Word of the Lord. We're going to get ready to have a short devotion. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. Amen. 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 Thank the Lord. And praise God. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sins is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shaken in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out my iniquity. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew me a right spirit in me. I have just read you from Psalms 51, from the first verse down to the 10th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, but most the hearers, but most of all the doers of His most holy word. Father, we just come thanking and praising you tonight, Father, magnifying your holy name on tonight, just asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the name of Jesus. If we've offended anyone in any kind of way, Father, forgive us now. Search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit. If there is anything, Lord, in there that should not be, Father, we ask you now, to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to create in us a clean heart, Father, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind. Lord, we come this evening just thanking and praising you for another opportunity, Father, to study your word, Lord. We just come asking you to cover our minds and our thoughts in the shed blood of Jesus. But first of all, I ask you tonight to bind the strong man on tonight, Father. Bind up the strong man, Lord Jesus, on tonight in every evil and wicked thing, every demonic thing, Lord, every negative thing, Father, against this radio broadcast or anyone under the sound of my voice, even in radio land, Lord, I ask you to bind up the strong man on tonight. And Father, we ask you tonight, Lord, to open up our understanding, Lord. Open up our understanding, God. We want to understand your word. You said the best thing is to get an understanding in all things. Get an understanding. We want to get an understanding of your word, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for just being who you are in our lives. Lord, I just thank you for another day. Lord, I thank you for my health and my strength. I just thank you today. And we give you praise and glory. I ask you to bless each one of us on this line and cover us in the shed blood of Jesus. Father, I ask you on tonight, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, to just look down and have mercy, Lord. We got so many things going on, Lord. We ask you on tonight to just look down and have mercy. And then, Father, for us being the prophet that you're calling us to be, Lord, we ask you tonight, Lord, to please Jesus. Do what you say you would do for us as prophets in the name of Jesus. Teach us your ways and your statutes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you. Let me decrease that the Holy Spirit increase and teach your people on tonight. Thank you for allowing me to be used. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. And we thank and praise God on tonight. We just tonight, last week, Monday, we was talking about the soul ties and stuff, but I come tonight, we're going to just talk a little bit more about prophets because I brought my package with me, so I'm going to just finish this up. We only have a few things to do in the prophetic for the prophets right now, but I just want to finish it out, and then we'll go back to the soul ties and things. Prophet, I thank and praise God for being prophets on tonight, and the men and women that God uses for prophets, but prophets need healing and deliverance. Healing and deliverance for the prophet. Isaiah 58:8 says, Then your light shall break forth as the morning, and your healing shall spring forth quickly, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your reward. Many, many, many prophets are in need of healing and restoration. Prophets are very sensitive and must gain or guard their heart. And you all know that we're sensitive. Y'all know we're sensitive. And when you're in our hearts, you're in our heart. So you must know that we're sensitive. Prophets can take rejection personally. You know that. We can take rejection. And because there's so many of us be rejected because of being prophets. So we take it very personal when that happens. And a lot of times we shouldn't. We shouldn't. But we do it. Prophets can experience deep hurt and pain. Even Elijah, one of Israel's greatest prophets, felt alone. And how many of us have felt alone so many times? So many times we get lonely and we feel some type of way. We lonely and sad, but most of all lonely because, you know, that's what we do. We always, most of the time, we roll by ourselves. And nothing's wrong with that because God made us that way. He made us like that. And so that's why a lot of times we need deliverance. We need healing from rejection, from hurt, from having our heart hurt because we're so sensitive in that area. Elijah was also tired after his encounter with the false prophets. The false prophets of Jezebel on Mount Carmel. See, all this divination and stuff going on, people doing, you know, they say they prophets and are not. Tired prophets need God's strength. Prophets can expand a lot of virtue in their function, because a lot of times we pray for people, we give people a word, and we put out so much. We put out so much. So we have to pray and get restored and rejuvenated. We have to get strength from the Lord. Prophets sometimes overextend themselves. Jesus said, "Come away and rest," in Mark chapter 6:31. There are times prophets need to be refreshed and strengthened from heaven. Don't be discouraged. You can become tired like everyone else. God will refresh and restore you. The angel of the Lord came again a second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you." He arose and ate and drank and went in the strength of the Lord of the food for 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mountain of God. That's 1 Kings 19, chapter 19, 7 and 8. So many of us need our bands loose. We need to loose the bands of your neck. Satan hates prophets, and that he'll do anything to destroy them. The prophet is a threat to the work of darkness. The prophet is a target to the powers of hell. Prophets can also slip into pride and become too harsh and critical. So first of all, we're gonna deal with the part where the Satan hates prophets and will do anything to destroy, and he will. Just like he used Jezebel to kill so many prophets, thousands of prophets, because he hated them. Because we are a threat to darkness. We're a threat to them. When we pray, when we speak, we are a threat to them. But again, prophets can be, can slip into pride and become too harsh and critical. I try my best not to be harsh and critical, but sometimes we need rebuking. We need to sit down sometimes, you know, and we never need to have pride in a big head because we're prophets, but this gift don't even belong to us. It comes from God. And just like he gave it to us, he can take it away. It's his stuff. It's his doing. Whatever he does, he can do it. That's how God is. That's how he is. But you can arise from the dust, shake yourself, loose the bands of your neck. You will not be held captive by Satan or by men. You will not be held captive by religious tradition. Isaiah 52:2 says, shake thyself from the dust, arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. We have to. We have to shake ourselves. We have to do what God is calling us to do. We have to get on. When something is, just go ahead on. Shake the dust from your feet and go on wherever else you're going. We have to do that. There is deliverance and restoration for the prophet. There is healing from rejection and hurt for the prophet. There is deliverance from fear and apprehension for the prophet. There is deliverance from the assignment of the spirit of Jezebel. The spirit of Jezebel hates prophets and attempts to wipe them out. But let me deal with this. There is deliverance and restoration for prophets. That's why this retreat is in place. It's for prophetic intercessors. It's for prophets and apostles, evangelists. But more so the prophetic intercessors, prophets, and apostles. Because we need restoring. We need to retreat and be restored, rejuvenated. That's what we need. Deliverance. We need that. Restoration. Because you got Jezebels everywhere. The spirit of Jezebel hates prophets and attempt to wipe them out. In the Bible, Jezebel was a witch. Her idolatry and witchcraft were many. We have to loose ourselves from these spirits. Let me just, these are a few demons that attack prophets. Other spirits that attack prophets are rejection, self-rejection, fear of rejection, fear, intimidation, discouragement, hurt, witchcraft. It's a lot of things come along with witchcraft. Idolatry come along with witchcraft. Fear, rejection. You have loneliness and isolation, anger, insecurity. These are some of the demons that attack prophets because we're always in a place by ourselves a lot. We're always there. We have very few friends. And God wants us to be somewhat there so he can always speak to you when he wants to. You have depression and frustration and weariness and pride, inferiority and disappointment, intimidation and shyness, lust and jealousy, burnout and tiredness, and bitterness, unforgiveness, deception, self-deception, withdrawing grief, sadness and infirmity. A lot of these things, we get depressed a lot of times because it doesn't seem like things are moving the way they should. And you were in a place where God put you, and nothing we can do about it. Nothing we can do about it, because a lot of times he's fine-tuning them. The frustration comes when things don't move like they should as well. And people are doing exactly what they want to do. Appointment. A lot of times, too, we don't think we go through the stuff we go through. We don't think we should be. And that call is not on us. God knows what we should go through and what we shouldn't, because believe me, he got the power over it all. He can stop when it get ready. He starts it and he stops it. He allows it and he can stop it when it get ready. But the Lord knows what we need. You have confusion and jealousy against prophets. Why is one prophet? I hope it ain't. Why would one prophet be jealous of the other? But I just don't think another prophet would be jealous of another prophet unless they're a false prophet. Because God give us the gift of prophecy, and I don't think no one prophet can out-prophesy the other. Because God, if God's speaking to you, he can speak to me. If he speaks to me, he can speak to you. Sometimes we do so much, we get burnt out. I know I have gotten burnt out so many times. But I just pray and let God restore and rejuvenate me. I pray because it takes a lot. Sometimes I get on the radio broadcast and it's just me on there. And I do a lot of the things myself. But, you know, I keep going and I encourage myself because I know God told me to do this thing. And I will never stop until he tells me to. I don't care if no one is on this radio broadcast but me and the angels and the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the Lord. I will do it with no problem. But sometimes we can get burnt out. Sometimes we can be tired. And when you get tired and burnt out, it frustrates you. It frustrates you. And then you go from there to bitterness, sadness, and grief, and you sitting around feeling sorry for yourself and all this, and nobody wants to come on and all this. Mm-mm. Another one is unforgiveness. We have to forgive. I don't care what happens. We have to forgive. Inferiority. Yeah, because a lot of times you think we so much, or then you have some apostles and some other prophets that think they know way more than you do. And maybe they do. But we all serve the same God. And God's not a respecter of persons. He's not a respecter of persons. Disappointment. A lot of times we're disappointed. I have been disappointed a lot of times. But God encouraged my heart and spirit. Yeah, when that comes, when a lot of these things, all these things come, I think we should just go in prayer and talk to God about it. Grief and sadness. And then we go into withdrawal. We don't want to be around nobody. We don't want to talk to nobody. We don't want nobody to see us. Then we have the spirit of lust and shyness. These are the demons that can attack us as prophets. We have some prayers and declarations to release the prophet in you. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know, says the Lord. Lord, give me strength to bring forth my destiny as your prophet. These are declarations to release in you, in the prophet in you. So, Lord, now I thank you for the declarations that's going to come forth to cover your prophet on tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, give me strength to bring forth my destiny as your prophet, Isaiah 66:9. Lord, let me not operate in the wrong spirit, Luke 9:55. Let me have and walk in an excellent spirit, Daniel 6:3. Lord, stir up my spirit to do your will, Haggai 1:14. I reject all false prophetic ministries in the name of Jesus, 2 Peter 2:1. I reject the mouth of vanity and the right hand of falsehood, Psalms 144:8. I reject every false vision and every false prophetic word released in my life. I'm going to read that one again. I reject every false vision and every false prophetic word released in my life, Jeremiah 14:14. I bind Satan, the deceiver, from releasing any deception into my life, Revelation 12:9. I bind and cast out all spirits of self-deception in the name of Jesus, 1 Corinthians 3:18. I bind and cast out any spirit of sorcery that would deceive me in the name of Jesus, Revelation 18:23. Lord, let no man deceive me, Matthew 24:4. These are declarations. I bind and rebuke any bewitchment that would keep me from obeying the truth, Galatians 3:1. I pray for utterance and boldness to make known the mysteries of the gospel, Ephesians 6:19. I bind and cast out any spirit of Absalom that would try to steal my heart from God's ordained leadership, 2 Samuel 15:6. Let me read that one again. I bind and cast out any spirit of Absalom that would try to steal my heart from God's ordained leadership. Lord, cleanse my life from secret faults, Psalms 19:12. Lord, let your secret be upon my tabernacle, Job 29:4. Lead me and guide me for your name's sake, Psalms 31:3. Guide me continually, Isaiah 58:11. Guide me into all truth, John 16:13. Guide me with your eyes, Psalms 32:8. Let me guide my affairs with discretion, Psalms 112:5. Guide me by the skillfulness of your hand. Psalms 78:72. Lead me in a plain path because of my enemies, Psalms 27:11. Lead me into temptation, but deliver me from evil, Matthew 6:13. Lead me and make your way straight before my eyes, Psalms 5:8. Make the crooked places straight and the rough places smooth before me, Isaiah 40:4. Send out your light and truth and let them lead me, Psalms 43:3, make darkness light before me and crook things straight. Isaiah 42:16. Lord, give me wisdom in every area where I lack. James 1:5. Prayers that release prophetic revelation. You are a God that reveals secrets, Lord. Reveal your secrets unto me. Daniel 2:28. Reveal to me the secret and deep. Daniel 2:22. Let me understand things kept secret from the foundation of the earth, of the world. Matthew 13:30-35. Let the seals be broken from your word. Daniel 12:9. Let me understand and have revelation of your will and purpose. Give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation, and let the eyes of my understanding be enlightened. Ephesians 1:17. Let me understand heavenly things. John 3:12. Open my eyes to behold wondrous things out of your word. Psalms 19:18. Let me know and understand the mysteries of the kingdom. Mark 4:11. Let me speak to others by revelation. 1 Corinthians 14:6. Reveal your secrets to your servant, the prophet. Amos 3:7. Let the hidden things be manifested. Mark 4:22. Hide the truth from the wise and prudent, and reveal them to babes. Matthew 11:25. Let your arm be revealed in my life. John 12:38. Reveal the things that belong to me. Deuteronomy 29:29. Let your word be revealed unto me. 1 Samuel 33:7. Let your glory be revealed in my life. Isaiah 40:5. Let your righteousness be revealed in my life. Hallelujah. And I don't want to have it's other prayers and prayers that break the power of Jezebel, and I believe these are in a book. I think I've seen these before. Prayers that release the prophet in your family. I don't know, but anyway, I read some of this. Lord, pour out your spirit upon my family and let the sons and daughters prophesy. Lord, put your word in the mouth of my seed and my seed seed. Let my family members speak your words with confidence and boldness. Let the spirit of prophecy be revealed upon my family members in the name of Jesus. Let my family members have dreams and visions by the spirit of the Lord. Let the gift of the Holy Spirit be released in abundance to the members of my family. Let my family be set in the church and be used by you to minister prophetically. The word of the Lord has been spoken to all who are in my family. Acts 16:32. Let the word of the Lord come to my family. Psalms 107:20. The word of the Lord will be spread out among my family. Acts 13:49. My family will be numbered according to the word of the Lord. Numbers 3:16. My family will hear the words of the Lord. 2 Kings 20:16. The word of the Lord over my family is right, and all his works is done in truth. Psalms 33:4. The word of the Lord grows mightily in my family and will prevail. The Lord will reveal himself to my family by the word of the Lord. 1 Samuel 3:21. The word of the Lord proven in my family. It is the shield to all of us who trust in him. 2 Samuel 22:31. My family will go and do according to the word of the Lord. 1 Kings 17:5. My family will inquire for the word of the Lord today. 1 Kings 22:5. The word of the Lord test my family. Psalms 105:19. The word of the Lord comes to my family now. Jeremiah 17:15. By the word of the Lord, that endure forever. The gospel will be preached to my family. 1 Peter 1:25. All the words that the Lord has said, my family will do. Exodus 24:5. So we have decrees that release the prophet in our family. We have decrees that break the power of Jezebel. We have decrees, and I will get these to you, that release the prophetic revelation, and we have prayer and decrees to release the prophet in you. Agree with me on this prayer for you and other prophets among us. You can also rework this prayer as you are led and pray it directly over yourself to see yourself set free to accomplish the call of God on your life. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that every curse spoken against prophets be annulled. Let every negative word spoken against you be canceled. Let every attack of witchcraft, including intimidation, be canceled. I command the spirits to loose the prophets and let them go. I command them to come out in the name of Jesus. I command you to be healed and restored in your emotions. I command every attack on your mind be canceled. I command all spirits of fear to go now in the name of Jesus. Anything that would intimidate you and make you afraid to speak the word of God, of the Lord, must go in the name of Jesus. Fear of rejection, go now. Fear of man, go now. Fear of being misunderstood, go now. Fear of being persecuted, go now. All spirits attacking your mind must leave in the name of Jesus. All spirits that make you think you are crazy, go now in the name of Jesus. Spirits that would want to control the way you think, go now in the name of Jesus. I pray for your emotions to be healed. I command all rejections to leave in the name of Jesus. I command all hurt and deep hurt to go now in the name of Jesus. I command your heart to be healed and to be made whole in the name of Jesus. I command your soul to be restored in the name of Jesus. Any prophet with a wounded spirit or broken heart, be healed in the name of Jesus. I pray that God would mend your heart and comfort you in the name of Jesus. I pray that all your wounds be bound up now in the name of Jesus. Let the oil and wine of healing be poured into your life now in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits that make you feel inferior or unworthy to come out in the name of Jesus. All spirits of guilt and shame and condemnation, go now in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits of double-mindedness to leave in the name of Jesus. All spirits that make you waver and be inconsistent, come out in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits of wrath and anger to go now in the name of Jesus. All spirits of unforgiveness and bitterness due to hurt and rejection, go in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits of pride to leave in the name of Jesus. All spirits of ignorance and haughtiness, go in the name of Jesus. All spirits of ego and vanity, leave now in the name of Jesus. I command all spirits of isolation and loneliness to come out in the name of Jesus. All spirits of depression and discouragement to go in the name of Jesus. Any spirit that makes you want to give up and quit, leave now. In the name of Jesus, I command any spirit that would attack you at night to leave. I said leave now in the name of Jesus. All spirits of insomnia and restlessness, go. I pray that you would be healed from hurt from pastors, churches, networks, families, and friends. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you would be healed from any betrayal and treachery treachery. I pray that you would be delivered from false friends and false brethren. In the name of Jesus, I command all spirits of disappointment to leave. In the name of Jesus, disappointment with pastors, churches, and the saints. Go in the name of Jesus. I pray that your joy would be restored and be full. I pray that the zeal of God to be restored to you. In the name of Jesus, I pray that a fresh anointing to prophesy will fall upon you by the anointing of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you will have a fresh anointing to dream and have visions. In the name of Jesus, I pray that anything blocking it or hindering your prophetic flow be removed now in the name of Jesus. Let any dam that is blocking the flow of the Holy Spirit be removed in the name of Jesus. I pray for your ears to be open. I pray for your for everything stopping or blocking you from hearing the voice of God to be removed now in the name of Jesus. Let your ears be unplugged. Let your ears and mind be unstopped in the name of Jesus. Let the river of living water flow out of your belly. In the name of Jesus, let the prophetic bubble up and gush from you. Let the word of the Lord drop from heaven on you. Let the word of the let the word fall like rain upon your life. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you would be filled with the Holy Ghost. I pray that your cup will overflow. I pray that you would be filled with the Holy Ghost boldness. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you would be filled with the wisdom of God. You will have the wisdom of God to fulfill your assignment in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and thank God. I thank and praise God on today for that decree over your life. And I will be praying this prayer for you, you and you, every prophet that I know and that's a part of the end time men and women of war. Every prophet that's in the radio land, I will be praying the prayer of healing and deliverance to come to prophet. I thank and praise God for each one of you and the study on prophets, and we will be doing more studying on prophets. I don't know when, whenever God give it back to me again. But for now, on Monday, we'll be studying again on the demonic things and things that God give us to study on. I can't, because he'll change it in a minute. So I can't just say right now, but I think we'll be studying. This is what I'm saying. We'll be studying back on the demonic things so because we need to know the tactics and the ways of the enemy. Amen. Amen. Thank God for you. God bless you. And but I will be releasing these prayers and my prayer for the prophets of God. The ones that God called, no false prophets, but the ones that God ordained, called and ordained. So this, I'm not going to hold us because this was the last little bit that I have now to study on the prophet. And I just thank and praise God. And like I said on last night, we had a Holy Ghost good time in prayer. It was the most awesome praise, prayer, and prophecy out we've had in a long time, and God showed up, and God showed out last night. Even the young lady from Liberia, she was hollering to everybody. The anointing fell, and we in different states, and God moved just like he moved, and I thank and praise him on tonight. So, and that being said, I'm going to get ready to dismiss. We're going to get ready to dismiss, and we'll come back on Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. Central time for our celebration, our church celebration of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you tonight for the prayer. We thank you for the declarations, the decrees, and the declares. And we thank you, Lord, for just loving us. We just give you praise on tonight. We thank you for your holy word, Father. We just give you praise on tonight. We give you praise. We give you praise. We lift you up on tonight. We exalt your name, Lord. We just thank you right now. Thank you for being in the midst of us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you do for us, Lord. Thank you for covering us, Lord. I'm asking you to grant me traveling grace and mercy on tonight, Father. Cover us in the blood of Jesus. Cover our families, Lord. In the name, everyone that's up under the sound of my voice, the ones in radio land, Lord, I ask you to cover them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, now I ask you right now to be everything that we need you to be, Lord, in every area of our lives, in the name of Jesus. We just give you praise and we give you worship on tonight, Father. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen and amen. You all go. We got out a little early tonight, but that's okay. You all go in peace, and God bless you. I'll get back with you on this same time, same place. Not the same time, but the same place. God bless you. I love you. Have a good night. God loves you too. Amen.
Amen. God bless.